for love. I'm hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what.
I don't know who's running the board, but we're running that thing too long. Pay attention, please. Anyway, when I was a kid, I'm sure I'm going to get reamed because you let that music run too long. Welcome. As the song goes to an old television show, I'm back in the saddle again. Haven't been here live since, I think, Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. John Statmuller needed my program hour on Thursday. I was in the mountains on Friday and unfortunately experienced a very similar technical issue that Robbie gets on and off down in Baja. And that, in effect, was very questionable service. I've stayed at this hotel before. My wife, my granddaughter, and I went up north to the cool pine trees, and I'll tell you what, I don't think it ever felt as good as it did to me this weekend. I've not been away in a long, 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 long time. I'm glued to this office on a continual basis in the studio and everything else, and I haven't gone anywhere. Haven't gone anywhere all summer, didn't take any vacation, didn't do anything. Oh, you know, I might take a couple of days off and say go fishing, but I rarely get to go fishing. So Neil Ross sends me a note and says, did I go after trout or bass? I said, no, I was down at the border fishing for illegal fish, and I took my boat and my anchor, baby. Ooh. Welcome to a Monday evening installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Yes, this Labor Day, September the 5th, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to have you all here. Markets, of course, in this country are basically closed today, and yet stocks are facing new headwinds this week. Dow futures are down sharply today in anticipation of opening tomorrow. Gold futures jumped. We are holding very comfortably and firmly at above the $1,900 mark on gold because, keep in mind, we're the only country in the world that sort of celebrates this thing we call Labor Day. Gold currently sitting at about $1,905 an ounce. Silver is just pennies away from $43 an ounce. Platinum in the aftermarket is off a little bit at $1,884. Kind of goes on and on. But, you know, tomorrow will be a new day, a new financial week. We're going to be concentrating and watching very closely. A lot of new reports coming out this week. So stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's interesting how you go away for a few days, and I, you know, I have a computer with me. I was able to check in and check on my emails. There's only three email accounts I check. One of them also picks up emails from one of my other accounts, my IRA account, because it forwards as a secondary backup. My emails from Republic Trading Group all come to my BlackBerry. So that's, you know, and I got to be honest with you. I got a BlackBerry a year ago, and I could have cared less. The biggest plus to it was the advantage of being able to be on the phone with a client, and although I have not yet been able to figure out how to do this, I think I accidentally tripped on it, and be able to go check some market reports, at least as relates to precious metals. And that was the biggest plus to me. I don't text. My daughter will text me something occasionally, but I think it only comes through to my regular desktop. But so I checked in on Federal Observer email, and I checked in on my personal account. I checked in on Republic, and I pretty much don't bother with the rest of them. I had mentioned to you last week I am in the process of developing a new site, but now I'm at the point it's a matter of my webmaster getting off his butt to help me get it put together. All he's got to do is get the anchor done, you know, and get it up on his server. We got to get the proper numbers assigned to it, and I'm done. And then I can start putting that thing up in one night. It is a website that will be geared strictly to the issue of the illegal invasion and the ongoing discussion of amnesty and the amount of money that it costs the American taxpayers to care for illegals and their anchor babies, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll continue to keep you up on that. I've really been amazed. Now, last Friday, I don't know what show was rerun, and apparently there was a discussion on there about certain links dealing with illegal immigration. I'm going to assume it was a fairly recent program where we put out some links that related to the U.S. code, et cetera, et cetera. I've not even had a chance to respond to those of you who requested that information. Let me do a bit of research tonight and figure out exactly what it is you're looking for, and I'll make sure we get it out to you. But a lot of that can be found on federalobserver.com on a continuing ongoing basis anyway. But they will be standard staple links on the new website, which is going to be called No Stinking Amnesty. For those of you who may not be old movie freaks, or those of you who maybe are and recall the movie Treasure of the Sierra Madre, there is a scene where the characters, played by Humphrey Bogart and I'm blanking on the names, Walter Houston, the other two characters, Tim somebody and Bruce Bennett, they're up in the mountains, they're trying to defend their thing, and of course this Mexican bandito comes along. He's referred to in the film as Gold Hat, and they're trying to tell him that, you know, we're the federales, we're the soldiers, the army, we're the police, more or less. And Bogart hollers out, "Yeah, if you're the federales, let us show your badges." And of course, Goldhead comes back with this infamous line that we all know that says, "Baches, baches." You know, we know got to throw you in those stinking baches. So we decided to call the website No Stinking Amnesty. And yes, that the picture of that bandito from the film will be up on that website. And I really don't care who it offends. We are going to uncover and expose Mika and all these characters with their designs of taking over the southwest region of the United States, which, in fact, they're doing a very good job of. And for those of you who may not be aware of it, if you happen to live in an area where there are a lot of illegal aliens, specifically from south of the border, and that's pretty much going to be the Texas audience, Arizona, California, New Mexico. And look, there's hardly any state in the country that is not affected by illegal aliens, a large percentage of them coming from Mexico and other South American countries, Central and South American countries. And I'm not going to be talking about this the whole hour. This is just one of those things that I need to kind of plug in. I've not updated any of the websites. I got back yesterday, and frankly, not a lot of people are paying attention today, and I've had things to do. So, but one of the things that I talked about quite some time ago is that there is a football team called the Oakland Raiders. Well, they're frankly not a particularly good football team, but their logo is a pirate, you know, kind of the skull and bones thing, but with a pirate. And you cannot believe the number of illegal aliens or illegal Mexicans in Arizona that drive pickup trucks and whatever else, and they've all got the Raiders sign on there. Never does it say Oakland. It just says Raiders. That's a very private signal between them. That's what their intent is, to raid this nation. And that's what the new website is going to be talking about predominantly. So, having said all that, let us move on. I've got much to do. 9 chances out of 10 with nearly a quarter of the hour gone already. I'm not going to be able to conclude everything I prepared to do today. And I can't even guarantee I'm going to get started because now I can't find it. And, you know, what are you going to do? Ah, there it is, September 5th. Sizzling September. September in the rain. September of my years. Lots of good songs like that we could come up with. And it's a long, long way from May to September. There we go. Let's talk a little bit about economics. You know, tomorrow, of course, Bob Chapman will be joining John. Unless John feels the need to take the day off. And if he does, that's okay. We'll get through it. We continue to talk about economics here to the point of almost ad nauseum. Economics affects each and every one of us. The inflation, meaning the higher costs to you and I of food, of clothing. Not only do the clothing costs go up, but the quality of it goes down, and therefore it's cheaper. When I was up north this weekend, some of you may have known years ago, the theme song for my program, which I may do some things here with in the next musical go-around. My theme song was a piece written by Bobby Troup called Route 66. Bobby Troup was a very accomplished songwriter, a musician. I call him more of a song stylist. He certainly wasn't a singer. You know, the person who made the song Route 66 most famous would have been Nat King Cole. But there have been many, many other versions of it by some very great people, and my favorite version is by the Manhattan Transfer, a very jazzy, upbeat. Troop got out of the service after, I think it was World War II. I could be mistaken. It might have been Korea. But I think it was World War II. And he was from Chicago, and he decided to make his way from Chicago to L.A. If you know the song, you know those words come right out of the song. And as he's traveling along, he wrote this song. Well, many years later, Bobby Troup married a marvelous singer named Julie London, who was a real looker, a very sexual song stylist. You get on YouTube and look at some of her videos, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I mean, she could sell a song just by the way she moved her mouth, her body, etc. So there was a time many years ago, 26 years ago, my wife and I and our children actually lived on Route 66. The original Route 66 literally went right by our driveway. Williams, Arizona, it's biggest claim to fame up until now, which it hosts the Grand Canyon Railway, which now travels from Williams to the Grand Canyon and back every day. While my family and I were living in a place called Parks, Arizona, which is a small rural community, although I think that's small, to be honest with you. The area it covers is pretty extensive in the county. And when we lived there, there was only one section of highway, Interstate 40, that had not been completed. It was completed while we lived there. You would go along I-40, and you would have to get off and literally go through Williams, Arizona. Williams has their main drag is four lanes, two lanes going west, two lanes going east, separated by stores, motels, gas stations, restaurants, including Rod's Steakhouse, right in between the two aisles. Well, all of a sudden, Interstate 40 was completed. Williams, Arizona was bypassed and instantly became a ghost town. Now there was no more reason for anyone to have to go through Williams. There was no need to get off and go to the gas stations or the convenience markets. I mean, occasionally they would, but all of that stuff got brought up right at the edge of the interstate. It was a couple of years later they began development of the Grand Canyon Railroad. Now, I share all this with you because in all these years, I decided that I wanted a T-shirt that said Route 66 on it. And on the back, it's got a picture of the United States with all the different states, and it shows the route that the highway took going across the country. In the 1960s, it was still a viable option. And a good friend of mine that I grew up with, he and his family had traveled from Chicago to L.A. in their car, his mother and father, his two sisters, and they traveled on Route 66. Therefore, he, in effect, passed by what would some years later, some 18 years later, become my home, long before I ever knew the place existed. So I decided to go buy a T-shirt. And I go into store A and store B and store C and go to six or seven stores. Marvelous selection with all these designs on it. And they're all crap. I mean, they're very thin. They're very rough. I don't know what they're making it out of. But at $18 to $24 a copy, forget you. I hear the music. We'll tickle the ivories. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
With romance, too many bedrooms I slept in by chance, drowning out my sorrow.
Yeah, well, those years are long gone. Long, 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 long gone. Come on, you people can claim to be whatever you want, but come on, let's be honest. Too many bedrooms you slept in by chance? That's usually after a bad night of Who Had John or a really good one. I'm not sure which. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. So the point that I'm trying to make is not just the cost of the T-shirts, but the quality is so lousy. I finally found one store that had better pricing. You guys take care. You got all your stuff? Okay. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye. My son and my daughter outlaw and my soon-to-be new grandchild were visiting. I finally found one store that had marginally fair prices, but, you know, even at $12.99, the T-shirts are made in Bangladesh. They were a slightly better quality than most of the rest. They had a little bit of heft to them. But, you know, it's not the old Hanes beefy tees stuff. This is lightweight junk. And I think I've shared with you before going to Costco last year because I like the T-shirts they have, and I pick up a couple packages. I do it every few years as I wear them out, and they get funky looking, and maybe they get paint all over them or, you know, stains my wife can't get out or doesn't know how to get out or whatever the case may be. So pick up a couple of packs, open one up, got it all set up, put it in my drawer, started wearing these things. They felt really good. After one washing, they shrunk down one entire size, and I began to realize that they're just as thin as these overpriced printed T-shirts you buy in these tourist traps. That is just another form of inflation. The dollar not going as far, but they hold the price to make you believe you're getting the same price you paid 3-4 years ago, except you're not. You're getting an item that is made thinner and lighter. It's not going to last as long, and in the long run, the cost, the value of your dollar just hasn't stretched as far as it once did. So that's what we're dealing with in this country. This current economic crisis, all of it's a testament to the overextension of American and European federal economic programs. And it becomes interesting to look at this because I read a headline earlier today, which I've not even had a chance to look at, that even questions that this whole business with Muammar Gaddafi. See if I can just at least find the headline for you. It references, of course, I'm not going to find it just because I want to, why Gaddafi's demise may presage the end of the euro. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. You see, my friends, ever since the United States federal government assumed state debts back in 1790, did you know the federal government assumed the debts of the respective states in this country at that time? The creation of a permanent national debt has been a key feature of federalization. Now, the current national debt crisis may lead to a reversal of federalization or even to the elimination of the last vestiges of the rights of states. The situation in the European Union is much the same as we have here at home. They're facing the collapse of weaker state economies, which may bring it down altogether or may usher in the end of nationhood in Europe. It seems to me that while I was gone over the weekend, I finally saw a headline yesterday that made reference to the fact that apparently our good friends, who the heck was I talking about? Oh, Merkel. I don't know if she's related to the old Hollywood actress Una Merkel, who played Maid Marian's handmaiden in Errol Flynn's Adventures of Robin Hood. But the reality factor is that Merkel apparently took a royal kick. in the pants, which is really quite interesting. So it's like all of a sudden Germany is expected to be the great bailer outer and doesn't necessarily seem to want to play ball, so all of a sudden Merkel's political party takes a kick in the pants. Well, my friends, going back to the 1790s or the 1800s, it doesn't matter. Because then, as now, much depends on convincing three groups of the inevitability of the process, this weaning us off of federalization. Those three groups, in order of the most influential to the least, are the political leadership, the financial and trade barons, and the general public. Yes, we are considered the least influential. In other words, they don't listen to us. But that order also, incidentally, is the order of those most willing to believe to those least willing to believe, which explains why we have the current system we're facing in this country and around the world today. Now, the first two groups, the politicians and the robber barons or financial and trade barons, they, of course, favor a permanent national debt for obvious reasons. The politicians get a money till. The financial services industries get a bond business. The public, of course, is usually skeptical but not very influential. But the problem with the current system is that it is reaching the limits of both debt and federalization. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Holiday. Yeah, I kind of get that same point. You know, I realized that over the course of the weekend, and I guess getting home yesterday, man, it's dark now by 7:30. I mean, now you understand, I live in Arizona. We do not participate in daylight savings time. I remember a couple of years ago back in Chicago, and I mean, 9:30 at night, it's still light outside. You know, by 10 o'clock, you're 10:30, you're able to check out the fireflies or lightning bugs, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, 7:30, it's dark out, and it's like, man, it's getting to be 8:30, 9 o'clock. I don't want to stay up anymore. I'm dragging butt, but I can't because I got work. Going back to our discussion of the comparisons between both the American and European economic problems, one has to understand that we Americans tend to only focus on our own problems. We tend to think the entire world begins and ends within our borders. And yet in the scheme of things, we're the newcomers on the block. European Union is bulging at the seams, and any North American union would be even more unworkable. United Nations is a corrupt bureaucratic disaster that isn't good for anything except generating acronyms and logos. United States government is barely competent when it comes to governing the territory under its control. Its most competent elements are also its oldest, and its newest elements are usually the least competent. The more the United States government grows, the more useless it becomes, and the more those new elements are likely to wreck everything through sheer incompetence alone. It's no coincidence that the major source of economic instability at the government level are programs and agencies that date back less than 20 years. HUD is a prime example. Aside from the politics, the New Deal era began a wave of new agencies that were marginally competent and had unclear missions or overlapped with other agencies. The end result of that is an administration where responsibility for national security rests in the hands of so many people that no one is really accountable to anything. Interesting, I watched something about that on television the other night. Dealing with the multitudes of agencies that literally cross responsibility amongst each other, and yet none of it gets done. Those worried about an American empire around the rest of the world, frankly, need not even bother. Even now, the empire is barely capable of scratching its own back without three departments, 400 experts, and a mile of feasibility studies. Oh, if the United States were to join with Canada and Mexico in a single entity, the result would make North Korea and Venezuela look like triumphs. European Union, it's no better. While the Eurocrats excel at throwing money down a hole and coming up with new slogans and departments, they're no better at actually running anything. Their self-congratulatory way forward rhetoric echoes all the ignorant stupidity of the Soviet five-year plan with none of the cheap vodka. Problem is, as it always is, bureaucracies don't govern. They mandate. The bureaucratic state combines the worst elements of tyranny and democracy in that those in power are detached from ordinary realities, and no one in power is actually responsible for anything except campaigning, right, Obama? What that leaves nations with is impotent edifices of and feces. I know that I mispronounced the word, but it was done intentionally. What all that does is leave nations as impotent edifices of government that do nothing but issue orders while not having a clue what goes on outside their windows unless it's throwing rocks at their heads. And yet, meanwhile, the actual officials who have street-level responsibilities go rotten. The public makes its own laws, and the whole damn thing decays and eventually falls apart. You can see this same ridiculous phenomenon in many American or European urban centers, and they are a more competent version of the federal state, which is inevitably more out of touch and less capable of handling an actual crisis. If the corrupted democracy at least brings populace to power, then the bureaucracy is an oligarchy that, like the old Soviet Union, is always convinced that it's moving forward when it's barely hobbling along. The Peter principles operating on the national level can create monstrosities like the EU, but the more power and authority is fed into it, the less sustainable it becomes. And so the current economic crises are a testament to the overextension of American and European federal economic programs, caught up by their own ambient corruption and exploited by the same people responsible to push for greater federalization. So whether it's the Eurocrats or the Washington craps, the system leaps over the cliff, hangs over it, and tries to push on further even though it's walking on air. Expanding debt serves their purpose of centralizing the economy and turning their own spending into a commodity. The illusion of infinite wealth builds up into bubbles which burst when something happens to break the spell. Unstoppable economies with large amounts of excess wealth have to put it somewhere. The Chinese and the Arabs invest in America. America invests in Wall Street, and Wall Street invests in bubbles. It's Madoff writ large until everyone realizes that they, too, are walking on air. You see, the term too big to fail, which we've heard many, many times these past three, 4 years, my friends, it's a myth. Centralization does nothing more than make things bigger. But that only slows down the rate at which failure penetrates from the inner core to the outer shell. A more complicated system can play more shell games, bailing itself out, lending itself money, but like every magic trick or street con, it demands that the audience accept the illusion. When enough people question it, the bottom falls out. And a new illusion is born. But an unreal economy is no substitute for a real economy. And debt is no substitute for productivity. The expansion of government creates more debt. at the cost of productivity, feeding the unreal economy at the expense of the real economy. But it's still the real economy that pays for its unreal doppelgangers' bills. And the space between the real economy and the unreal economy is the air that the system walks on. The space where nothing is. But debt remains seductive. Its seduction is that of the genie's lamp, the golden apple, the magic fish that grants three wishes, offering freedom from the hard and fast rules. For governments, the permanent debt becomes an easy $1 trillion with no questions asked. The consumer's overdrawn credit card extrapolates to an overdrawn nation and an overdrawn world. For all that the national debt clicks on in the United States, its politicians don't see the national debt as a problem, but merely a solution to their problems. Generations of wealth mean that, unlike the pigs, they have never even seriously contemplated what happens when a system crashes. The wealth that surrounds them leads them to think that it can never crash, that it's too big to fail. Centralization transfers responsibility up the line, but the actual responsibility remains in the hands of those who have to pay for the disasters. When the entire oligarchy has finished bailing out its banks and pocketing the profits, it will still be the taxpayers who pay for it one way or the other. The politicians may lose elections, but it is still the taxpayers who are responsible for what they do. The centralizers may create their monoliths of government that span thousands of miles, but they are not the ones who bear the burden. And the federal assumption of state debt helped centralize America. But as the spending became more reckless, it's the country as a whole that becomes forced to assume the debts of the federal government. The motto of American government becomes one nation under debt. That's not too different than the motto of a united Europe, where German workers assume the debts of Greece and Ireland and so that the Eurocrats may reign forever and ever. Amen. But debt assumption, that's the illusory economy. And just as the limits of bureaucratic governments reach their illusory limits on the streets, so does the illusory economy when it completely leaves behind the real economy. One nation under debt cannot survive for very long without either allowing a productive economy to resume or turning to slave labor. Communist states did the latter, with occasional doses of the former, but Western democracies that lean socialist tend to be the former. Bringing conservatives to power on a wave of reaction can help tidy up a house a little, and for a very short time, without changing the blueprint very much. And the loss of benefits helps spur a left-of-center reaction against the heartless conservatives. This seesaw dynamic has wobbled America to the unsteady place where it stands today. The precipice. But a slight tidying up won't fix the system, not when the system has become the very problem. You see, the bureaucratic state suffers from a loss of competence. It is still merit-oriented in places, but an abstract brand of merit akin to ancient Chinese civil service tests, of which the liberal arts college is not an unfair modern approximation, rather than results-based merit. It excels at manipulating words and ideas, but not at recognizing their real-world consequences. It is a general who always wins at chess and always loses on the battlefield. And like the commies, we suffer from economic theories that are detached from economic reality. And like all ideologically based theories, ours assumes that political determinism shapes reality. That if our leaders follow the right path and mouth the right slogans, we will win the future. The more we keep trying to win the future, the more we lose the past and the present, and eventually, the future. Americans and Europeans are worse off than they were, but their worsening circumstances are kept from them by a cocoon of cheaply manufactured consumer goods in other countries and daily doses of propaganda. No, it is a slower, gentler version of the Soviet experience, yet essentially it is the same. Mr. Obama, tear down those walls. Aha, but national pride makes it difficult for most people to understand or believe just how bad the situation is. And that must come as no surprise to those of you who are listening today. National pride makes it difficult for most people to understand or believe just how bad the situation is, just as the average Russian was unwilling to believe that his country was hopelessly behind America and Europe in everything but the number of intercontinental ballistic missiles. ICBMs? Goes along with that roll of toilet paper, doesn't it, Granny? One nation under debt is what happens when the permanent national debt becomes the model for an entire economy from the micro to the macro, and where the ideal is to get as many people into debt as possible by getting as many people, organizations, and governments to spend as much money as they can. The current economic troubles are only a bump in the road. They're not the end of the road. One of the wheels has come off. The muffler is dragging in a trail of sparks along the road, and there's smoke rising from under the hood. But for now, we're moving forward. Always forward. Ahead of the debt highway. Wow. Daniel Greenfield posted this day. I will have this posted at Republic Trading Group International later this evening. One nation under debt. It's a very profound piece. I think it is one of the most well-lit, written analogies of exactly what we're facing in this nation today. I smell it. Here comes the commercial. No. Not today. It's a holiday. Or, in some respects, holy day. Well, we have to go back, I guess, and take a look and remember the history of this thing we call Labor Day, designed to pay homage, as it were, to the people that built this nation, the people who built the railroads and put up the telegraphs and built the bridges and the roads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Built the amazing infrastructure we once had in this country. Oh, I suppose to some other degree it was a day that was designed to pay homage to the labor unions, the ACORNs and the SEIUs of this nation today. And then you open up the news this morning and there's some smarmy comments about Jimmy Hoffa Jr. saying that every member of the Tea Party should be taken out and hung. You get it? The Tea Party's the latest boogeyman. Osama bin Laden been dead. Yeah, for about 10 years. We'll be back with some closing comments.
Late anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream. It's become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Before I went to the break, I made reference to Jimmy Hoffa Jr., who, you know, basically he's got his daddy's job, but he ain't his daddy, although he seems to have his foul mouth. He apparently came out and, you know, basically screamed, talking about the Tea Party. His quote was, "Take these sons of bitches out." Well, my friend Lynn Studer, contributing columnist to the Federal Observer, sent a letter to Representative McMorris Rogers that stated that Obama did not condemn Hoffa's calling for the death of Tea Party candidates, whether you or I agree with him or not, is all the more reason that Obama, the imposter, must be removed from office by Congress, as is their sworn duty. Had this been Chuck Baldwin yelling, "Take these sons of bitches out," referring to congressional Black caucus members, there would have been an uproar like you've never heard before. A hate crime would be declared, the FBI would be investigating, ATF would be on the scene, and Obama would be calling for a full-scale investigation of a hate crime. So what are the Republicans doing? Nothing. You'll give the imposer a second term because there isn't one of you in Congress that, one, has the backbone to speak the truth, and secondly, willing to uphold your oath of office in removing the imposter. Interesting commentary. Two new commentaries by Neil Ross, and as I've been away, neither one of them have been posted. I have another one that Neil sent to me for review, which I have not had an opportunity to even get anywhere near. There are times in this life, my friends, you must walk away. I tend to work far too many hours. 18 hours is my normal day. I expect that within 10 minutes after being off the air tonight, I'm actually getting in my truck and taking off for a while. But we'll be back tomorrow. 5 straight hours, 2 hours with Robbie Noel on the flip side, along followed by John Stattmiller and Bob Chapman with the National Intel Report. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow evening for another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Wednesday, I expect that Roger Sales will be back on this program with me. He took a week off, last week off, and that was done by mutual discussion because I was going to have a short week last week anyway. And after all, this program is brought to you by Republic Trading Group. You can find us online at republictradinggroupinternational.com. I will have the site updated tonight. Working on some kind of a special offering. Keep silver in your mind. We've got excellent access to full boxes of American Silver Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, 1 ounce 999 fine pure silver rounds. For those of you who want to make smaller acquisitions, we come up with a couple of oddball items every once in a while. I'd suggest you give me a call. Certainly, we can still deliver smaller quantities of Silver Eagles, less than a box. You will wait probably 3 to 4 weeks to ever receive them, however. And yet the boxes, upon receipt of funds, are ready to go within 48 hours. It's time to go. Man says bye-bye. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
The next round of the worst financial